What's going on, everybody? This is the Wizard of the Matrix, Insights and Thoughts. And this podcast is going to be a bit different. It's going to be kind of the same, I suppose. Less structured. But I'm working on creating a video sometime in the near future. And, you know, part of this... Well, I'm working on making a couple of videos, but... You know, I'm going to try and formulate it more in my head. So, what I've been trying to do is, because the thing that I've been trying to do is to integrate or to, to integrate, you know, the awakenings and the truths and the wisdom that I've found into my everyday life. You know, this is what you know, the inner work is, pretty much. I mean, this is part of what the inner work is. I mean, there's more involved here, but that's part of it. You know, this is pretty much the reason why I started this, well, this whole, you know, idea of... You know, this whole podcast was so that I can kind of formulate some of this stuff in my head. So I've been trying to integrate a lot of these ideas that I've had. So that basically what this means is, and I'm going to make a video about how to do this in the future. You know, once I have it more formulated. But basically what this means is that you work with these truths so that you can, so basically you just work with it in everyday life. Like, say, you know, using the message technique or the wise observer type of technique, you use that in everyday life and you use that to find those different truths. And basically what you do with those truths is you kind of, I like to think of it as like putting them inside of yourself, I suppose. But basically, what you're doing is you're living with them and trying to like work with them in everyday life to try and like create a self. You know, has a higher level of awareness, or you know, higher level of love or whatever it might be, or understanding. And I'm going to talk about that later, about how to do that in a video probably. But so there's a bunch of things that I've been trying to do. I've been reading a lot more, you know, watching more videos, because that's what I've been doing, integrating all these different things. Because, you know, insight is wonderful and it's necessary, but if you don't like work with these truths, if you don't work with these ideas, you know, in your everyday life, you know, the insights are going to be great and they're going to be useful, but they're not going to change everyday life. You know, some people think that, you know, the way to change people's, like, behavior is by, you know, just change your behavior. But it's not, actually, and the way to change behavior isn't necessarily by changing behavior, but by finding out what beliefs are causing this behavior, because beliefs, for the most part, actually cause behavior. Or ideas, or... You know, your metaphysics. Basically what metaphysics means is, you know, what you think is the world is. You know, if you think it's like a dog eat dog world, or if it's an illusion, or whatever you think it is. You know, if you think you're a victim, or if you think somebody's an asshole, that's going to you're going to respond based on that. That belief, That's what causes behavior. I'm going to try and do a video about that later too, because that's kind of important, and I'm going to try and give you some good examples, you know, of how this can kind of work, maybe. These are just all things that I'm working on, you know. It's a process. It's another thing too about, you know, truths, is that all truth that somebody tells you or whatever is like absolute. There might be something that's not missing, or that's not there. There might be something that's missing from that truth, or that truth is incomplete, or it's going to change because that person changes, or you change, or whatever it might be. So nothing is, you know, absolute. That's why you have to, like, work with the beliefs that you have, because a lot of people have this idea of, like, well, it's this and it can't be that, you know. And it may be that. It may be that way, but it may not be. It may be more nuanced. Now, I'm not saying that you have to, like, not do that or anything like that. I'm just trying to put more effort into doing all these, you know, this integration. This involves, you know, formulating, philosophizing, changing a belief system. I'm going to do a video about something that I've read about, but haven't really understood until I started, like, integrating all this stuff and I figured it out. It kind of does have to do with the video I made about the four willingnesses, but it's a little bit, there's a little bit more there that I didn't really mention, because I didn't really know about it. I don't really know how to explain it yet, so I'm formulating that. So these are just, I guess this podcast is just going to be about a bunch of foreshadowings of what might happen in the future. I haven't done a whole lot of meditation or tapping into the infinite lately, but I might have to start doing that more as well. Or maybe like the do nothing technique or whatever it might be. Might start doing a lot of that. We'll see what happens. I mean, there's more that I could, you know, go over with that, with all the stuff that I've talked about here, you know, especially about the belief stuff, and, you know, the integration stuff. That particular topic would take hours to, you know, kind of talk about, but it would still not be enough time. So I'm just going to end this podcast here, even though it wasn't really very explanatory, but it's a starting point. Because, you know, knowing or, you know, understanding is equally as important as awareness. You know, if you don't know something, you can't be aware of it. I'd almost say that knowing is awareness. But, you know, there are cases when you don't, when you look at something and you're aware of that thing, but you don't see every, like, aspect of it. At least at the time, you know, until you find something that says that and you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Or you find something that you're like, no, this is not dumb. And you find out later, wow, that actually makes more sense. You know, Because lots of times people get stuck on a couple of different, you know, a couple of different things. They get stuck on the details of it instead of, like, the other details that might actually be truthful. I do this sometimes, too, but I'm more aware of it now. Like, when I do it, it takes me less time to realize, you know, what's happening than it used to. Like, sometimes I'd get stuck on doing it for hours or, you know, half an hour or an hour or whatever. But now it takes, like, no more than 30 minutes. No more than, like, a couple minutes, usually. Usually it's not even that, actually. So, yeah, the more, you know, you do this, like, type of integration, the better off you'll be. The better off you'll be, and the better off, the easier it'll start to make more sense, and the easier things kind of get. So, like, awareness and understanding is definitely an integral part of all this, you know, self-creation work. So, anyways, I'll see you on the next podcast.